Welcome to day 7 or day 9 of Personal Power. I'm going to assume from now on you're on the 30-day program, which means you're on day 9. Let's begin. Today we're starting a new power pack. It's called The Ultimate Secret to Lifelong Success. And today's lesson is on values and beliefs, the sources of success or failure in life. Pretty big statements to make. But I think you're going to find that your values and your beliefs are really the driving force behind you. Now you might say, well, Tony, you've already said that pain and pleasure are the controlling force of my life. That's true. But specifically, you and I throughout our lives have learned to give labels for different levels of pain and different levels of pleasure. And those labels are what we call values. Specifically, if I said to you, which would you rather have? Success, adventure, outrageousness, love, comfort, or feelings of security, I asked you to pick one of those, which would you pick? Let me try it again. Which would you pick? Either success, adventure, outrageousness, love, comfort, or security? If you could only have one of those, which one of those states would you pick? Well, it's different for everyone. Some people say, well, gosh, it's clear to me, I want to absolutely have success. That's what life is about. Other people go, well, success is nice, but, you know, you can succeed and not be adventurous. I want to be an adventurer. Other people go, no, hey, I want to be outrageous. If you're outrageous, you're going to have fun, you're going to play, you're going to have a great time in life. Other people go, well, that's all nice, but what I want is love. I mean, you can have all those other things, but if you don't feel love, you don't have anything. Other people say, no, man, I mean, you can be loved but still not feel comfortable. Who wants to be loved and be in pain all the time? I want to be comfortable. Other people say, hey, forget all that stuff. I just want to feel secure. If I was secure, then I'd have peace of mind. All of us in life have learned to take different words that we call emotions and to give them levels of importance. That is, we have learned to value different emotions at different levels of intensity. See, all of these emotions for most people are pretty much pleasurable. Think about it. Feeling successful, feeling outrageous, feeling adventurous, feeling love, feeling comfortable, feeling secure. But you don't value all these states at the same level. So how can we use this understanding to affect our lives? Well, we all have what we call a hierarchy of values that is guiding our everyday focus. In other words, on the last tape, we talked about the fact that at any moment in time, human beings are deleting most of what's going on around them. We're not paying attention to everything. We only pay attention to a small band of our experience. What we pay attention to, what we focus on, is based on our values. Our values tell us what states we should pay attention to because they're going to lead to lots of pleasure. And we also have some values that we pay attention to because they're the painful values. They're the states that we think will be most painful and we want to avoid them at any cost. We call these two types of values moving towards values. Those would be states like love, attraction, power, success, adventure, happiness, security. You get the idea? States that would create pleasure if you were to experience them. Those are values or states we try to move towards. We'll try and get in our life. We also have a set of values, a twin target that we're trying to avoid. We call those moving away from values. Those would be states like frustration or anger or physical pain or depression. Do you get the idea? States that you again would try to avoid. Now, even those states you do not value equally. Let me ask you a question. Which of these states would you avoid most? Which would you do the most to avoid? Frustration? Anger? Physical pain? Humiliation? Embarrassment? Or depression? Let me go through them again. Which one of these states would you do the most to avoid having to experience? Frustration, the emotion of feeling totally frustrated. Anger, feeling totally angry. Physical pain, the feelings of humiliation, embarrassment, or the feeling of being depressed. Now again, not only would you pick one of those as the one you'd avoid most, but you would literally put those in an order or what we call a hierarchy of importance. That is, which ones would you do the most to avoid? A ladder of importance. So try this, if you would, in your mind. Imagine that here's how your brain works. Your brain is all the time trying to do virtually anything it can to avoid major painful experiences. You'd agree with me on that by now, wouldn't you? And it's trying to do almost anything it can to gain pleasure. So whenever something comes up in life, let's say you've got an opportunity to go skydiving. How does your brain decide whether it's going to do this or not? Well, it does it first by evaluating. That's what it does. Evaluating, valuing the experience. And then what your brain does is say, is this going to lead to pleasure or to pain? Now, part of how it does that is it looks at what you think is important in life. Now, if in your life you've gotten all kinds of, let's say, acknowledgement and rewards for being outrageous and playful and adventurous, it's highly likely, and maybe you've done some experiences where maybe you were afraid, but gosh, after you did it, you felt so incredible that your brain made a neuroassociation that said adventure means total pleasure, I mean ecstasy. Now, if that's true, it's highly likely on your values list. In other words, on the priorities that you hold in your life of what to move towards. Am I making sense? In other words, the states you'll do a lot to gain, it's likely that adventure and outrageousness are going to be high on the list. Does that make sense? Let's say freedom, outrageousness, and power and excitement. Let's say those are on your list. It's also highly likely that up at the top is probably not security, right? Because maybe you've gotten reinforced that security is nice, but you know, it also can be a prison. Now think about the personality of that person. A person who's, let's say, number one value in life is adventure. And as you go down their list, if you get to the bottom of their list, maybe you got something like 25 levels down is something they call security. Can you get an idea of what that person's personality might be like? If you ask them, said, hey, let's go skydiving, what do you think their response might be? They might get a little scared, but also, are they going to be interested? You better believe it, because it appeals to their values. In other words, it appeals to what their brain is linked up will lead to pleasure. Now, what if, at the same time, you have somebody sitting right next to them who you also invite to go skydiving, but their number one value in life is security? That's number one. And the thing they'll avoid most in life is the possibility of physical pain or fear. Well, guess what? It's pretty clear that they're not going to go skydiving with you, or if they do, it's not going to be based on their desire. It's going to be because they got dragged there. Maybe what they did is somebody threatened them physically. If they didn't go skydiving, they'd hurt them, in which case that seemed more scary than the other process. The point is that if you know a person's values, you can pretty well predict overall the basic direction of their life. Does that make sense? If I told you I know somebody whose number one value in life is freedom, and that's the primary focus of their life, does that kind of give you an idea of how they probably approach their life, what also they're sensitized to? They're probably pretty sensitized to losing their freedom, aren't they? They don't want anything to be taken away. How do you think they feel about commitment? Well, it's highly likely, not in every case, but highly likely, that's something that sometimes they're a bit concerned about because it might be a constraint. Now, what if I told you I know this other person whose number one value is security? How do you think, can you picture how they would approach their life? What kind of relationships they might have? How they would look at activities and possibility? Quite different, wouldn't you agree? Now, what would happen if one day we took somebody whose number one value in life was security? Let's say you went down their list of importance and you got down to adventure was like at the bottom at 25. And one day you swapped them. You took security off the top, put them on the bottom of the list, put adventure on the top. Would that change their personality any? You better believe it. It literally changes the priorities of their entire life. It changes the way they look at everything, the way they evaluate everything, their physical actions, their behavior, their ultimate destiny. And by the way, that's what we do in our seminar, Your Date with Destiny. Here's a little commercial for you, but that's literally what we do. We find out exactly what a person's present values are. We find out what is it that they want most in life. And they may not even be aware of that consciously. And then we also find out what are the things they're trying to avoid, because our whole lives are shaped by what we want most, but also what we fear most. Then after we do that, we find out what are the triggers that cause someone to really be able to feel good or bad in their lives. What are the rules they have for these values? And then we have them design their life's purpose, at least as it is right now. And the essence of that is really finding out what is most important to you. What is your life really going to be about? And then finally, we have them design their new values so that their values literally pull them in the direction of their goals, the direction of their life purpose. Because for most people, there are conflicts. On the one side, they have success as their number one value in life. And on the other side, they have fear of rejection as the number one value they're trying to avoid. Do those two go together? You better believe you're going to have some problems. That person is never going to succeed because they're going to be so afraid of failure. They'll start to succeed and then they'll sabotage. They've got conflicts. Sometimes our values literally pull us apart. I call it the Gary Hart syndrome, where somebody's got two different value systems. I mean, think about it. Here's this young man growing up named Gary Hart who went to church and was taught that he shouldn't even dance if he was a good Christian. simultaneously had these other role models out here that were telling him that Warren Beatty was the lifestyle that he should have. Now, all of a sudden, he literally had two different value systems within himself pulling him apart. And that's what causes a lot of people to sabotage. So I've given you a little commercial from your date with destiny. But beyond that, let me tell you what we're going to do right now. I want you to understand the power of understanding your values and using them. The first key is to know what they are. So how do we find out what our values are? Well, first thing you got to do is ask a simple question of yourself. And it's a different question for different types of values. If you want to find out you're moving towards values, the values you're trying to get to, the experiences of pleasure you want, you simply ask yourself the question, and you might want to stop the tape even and write this down or remember it. Say it to yourself again and again. What's most important to me in blank? What's most important to me in blank? In other words, if I say, what's most important to me in my life, I'm going to get my life values. So you might say, what's most important to you in life? I might say contribution, making a difference, growth, happiness, joy, physical health, being vibrant, being strong, being passionate, making a difference. All of these elements turn me on. Those are the states that really drive me as a human being. Now, what you do is you write those down one at a time. You say, what else is really important in my life? What else is most important to me in my life? And you write them all down. Now, something may come up when you do this. You might say, well, what's most important in my life is family. Or what's most important in my life is, some people say, money. Or what's most important in my life is being successful. Well, being successful is a value. It's a feeling. It's a state. But money and family are what we call means values. And what you want to find out are what are your ends values. Let me clarify and listen carefully, please. You don't want family just to have family. The reason you want to have family is because of the states you think you'll get by having a great family. Maybe the states by having family that you get are love or security or closeness or spiritual connection. I don't know what it is for you personally. Maybe it's contribution. But family is a means to an end. Are you following me? It's like if you ask some people, what's most important in your life? They go, my car. Well, and rather than saying you look pretty shallow, you say, okay, well, great. What do you get out of your car? And they go, well, freedom. See, what they really want is freedom. The car is nothing but a means to an end. And what we want to find out are, what are your ends values? What are the states that you want most? Money is not an end. It's a means. The only reason people want money is what they think money will give them, which many times it doesn't. But they think, okay, if I have money, then I'd have more power, I'd have more choice, or I could contribute, or I'd be more free, or whatever the case may be. They only want money for its ends. So if you write down something like family or a relationship, you don't want relationship. You want what you think a relationship will give you. So write down that. What will you get out of a relationship? What's the feelings that you want? Now, once you've asked this question, let me clarify again. What's most important to me in? So if I want my life's values, I'd say, what's most important to me in my life? What if I want to find out my values in business? Then I'd say, well, what's most important to me in my career or in my business? And I begin to write down, what else is important in my business? Or what's important in a job? What's important for me in a company I work with? If I'm going to go to work for a company, what would be most important to me? And I begin to make a list. So you might say, well, the chance to express myself, the ability to contribute, the chance to make a difference. You could find out your values in a relationship by saying, what's most important to me in a personal relationship? And you might find there, you say, well, gosh, love, freedom, power, passion. I don't know what it is, you say, but you make a list. So that's step one. Ask yourself the question, make a list. Step two is what you're going to want to find out is, what are the values or states you're trying to avoid? Because remember, your brain will do more to avoid pain than it'll ever do to gain pleasure. So you better find out what those values are too. So let's take a look at those. What are the feelings or states you do almost anything to avoid? Make a list. What are some of the emotional feelings, some of the emotions, some of the feelings in your body you do almost anything to avoid? Now, some people have a hard time with this one. But if you have a hard time, just ask yourself, what are some of the feelings I've had that I hate, that I don't want to experience? What are some times in my life I felt really lousy? And you'll come up with them. Frustration, anger, humiliation, embarrassment, depression. Overwhelm, you know, disappointment. I don't know what it is for you, but make a list of those as well. So that's step one to finding out your values. Why do you want to find out your values? Because you want to know, what is your brain focused on? See, if you know your values, you know what your brain is paying attention to most. If you change your values, you change your destiny. because you change what you focus and pay attention to daily and what you notice and what you behave and act on, and therefore the results in your life. You literally set a whole new set of causes in motion. You get a whole new set of effects. It takes you in a new direction and ultimately a new destiny. But rather than going and changing them, let's start with finding out what they are, because you may find some conflicts. You may find you have something on your list, like maybe number one on your list is something like success, but health is not even on your list. Well, guess what? Can you really be successful without health there? So this is the kind of thing that'll give you some clarity. You need to at least take a look. So the first thing you've got to do is find out what your values are, so you at least know what direction your brain and body are being pulled in life.